This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May cleared a major hurdle on her proposal to leave the European Union by next March. Her cabinet Wednesday gave its backing to the Brexit plan.
The choices before us were difficult, particularly in relation to the Northern Ireland backstop. But the collective decision of cabinet was that the government should agree the draft withdrawal agreement and the outline political declaration. This is a decisive step which enables us to move on and finalise the deal in the days ahead.
The development comes more than 2 years after British voters narrowly approved a referendum to leave the EU. Ms. May said the 585-page draft proposal brings back control of Britain's money, laws and borders, ends free movement, protects job security and the integrity of the UK Union. She said the alternative was to leave the EU with no deal or no Brexit at all. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar was pleased to hear the British cabinet decision, saying it paves the way for the European Council meeting later this month.
While I welcome these developments, let me say at the outset that Brexit is not our policy and is something that we regret. However, we respect the vote of the United Kingdom's people and their decision to leave.
The government's draft agreement faces its biggest test in Parliament, where Ms. May will need at least 320 of 650 votes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's renewing his call for UN financing to help pay for the so-called G5 regional force in Africa's Sahel region to fight a growing insurgency. UN reports that international donors have provided less than half of what has been pledged. The UN chief warned the security situation has deteriorated rapidly over the past 6 months in the region between Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. He called for establishment of a more extensive and comprehensive UN support package. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited some of the U.S. troops deployed along the southern U.S. border to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol as hundreds of migrants who set out in mid-October from Central America seeking asylum in the U.S. reached the border Mexican city of Tijuana. He defended the deployment at a session with reporters.
I think that it's very clear that support to Border Police, our Border Patrol, is necessary right now.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by Friday. A day after Israel agreed to an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire ending 2 days of conflict with Hamas in Gaza, Israel's defense minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned, calling the truce a capitulation to terror. Uzi Rabi, Tel Aviv University political analyst, said a full-scale conflict in Gaza would be complicated.
Because of the approaching elections, because of the complications that Gaza's affair could create for Benjamin Netanyahu and for many Israelis who do think that there is no solution to this conflict.
Lieberman's withdrawal from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government leaves Likud with only 61 seats in the 120-member Knesset. The Trump administration said it hopes the U.S.-backed fight against Islamic State in Syria will end within months, but signaled U.S. troops may stay longer. James Jeffrey is special U.S. representative for Syria.
We also think that you cannot have an enduring defeat of ISIS until you have fundamental change in the Syrian regime and fundamental change in Iran's role in Syria, which contributed greatly to the rise of ISIS in the first place in 2013-2014.
He said the U.S. hopes to see formation of a committee before the end of the year to work out a new constitution, a reinvigorated and irreversible political process, and de-escalation of the conflict. In Yemen, the president, Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi, and his Saudi coalition backers have agreed to a U.N.-proposed ceasefire in the battle with Houthi rebels for control of the key port city of Hodeidah. They've been under international pressure to allow renewed peace efforts to end the four-year conflict. Reuters, quoting two sources, said the repatriation of Rohingya Muslims back to Myanmar, also known as Burma, will not be beginning as planned on Thursday. Bangladesh Wednesday had begun preparations to send back some 2,000 Rohingya among the 700,000 who fled a security crackdown a year ago. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama appears set to win re-election with a provisional count showing his Fiji First Party holding a commanding lead. He held the power in the Pacific Island nation since 2006 when, as military chief, he led a bloodless coup. And a pearl and diamond pendant owned by Marie Antoinette before she was beheaded in the French Revolution sold for $36 million at an auction in Switzerland. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.